Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
White Sox fans have joined us here. About 100 of you are here and some other passersby as well. Thanks to Apple Vacations and the White Sox for putting all of this together and for inviting a couple of folks who are sitting next to me right now. How about a round of applause for Daryl Boston? And sitting right next to him is Tim Anderson. How's it going, Tim? You having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Tim said, what are we going to talk about here? And I said, I don't know, we'll just talk about stuff. He goes, okay, we're going to freestyle it. Which is the way the young people talk now.
He's a part-time rapper.
Are you, Tim? What other skills do you have that we don't know about?
Nah, no rapper. I'm a great dad.
Yeah, great dad. Well, great dad, that's what you said? Well, if you were going to be anything, good rapper, great dad, I would pick great dad, right?
Right.
I was talking about your fathering because your son, the sophomore in high school who's playing in the basketball game, you were going to go out there. And I said to the audience before you came back, Daryl, that I don't think we always appreciate what a strain it is on the players to be on the road as long as Major League Baseball players are on the road. And if you've got family, if your kid's playing a ball game, you want to be there. You can't be there because you're in Boston or you're in Cleveland or whatever. I don't know. Do you have anything to say about that? When you look back on your career, was it all just five-star resort hotels and nice jets, or were there times where you thought, this is grueling, man?
Well, it was five-star hotels and all that, but the downside was that...
Be closer to the microphone.
The downside was that we missed a lot of time at home, a lot of family time. My family was not there with me on the road, so, you know, on the road from February to October was... That's a long year, and, you know, and periodically they would come up for a week here and a week there, but basically in a small one-bedroom apartment in Chicago, they would not... They wasn't feeling that.
Yeah,
they'd rather be in the big house in Atlanta.
Yeah, no kidding.
So they would come home for a week and, you know, and couldn't wait to get back. But as a father, I missed a lot of my son growing up.
Yeah.
So I try to cram, I don't know, 8 months of being away in the 4 months that I'm home.
And what about you? I mean, you're young enough. Maybe it's just all gravy right now.
Yeah, it's different for me. You know, the White Sox show a lot of interest and extended me. And that allowed me to move my family out to Chicago with me.
So they stay in the city with you during the season?
Yeah, well, we're actually out in the suburbs. And they come on the road, you know.
They go on the road with you, too?
Quite a lot, yeah. So, you know, family's important to me. I try to spend as much time as I can with my daughter.
Yeah. You know, one of the questions you guys were asked at the event last night, we did a Q&A with our listeners, and they said, like, you know, what was your most memorable moment? Who's the pitcher that you fear the most? You two guys had very interesting answers to most memorable moment. Maybe we should share this with our listeners on the air. Your most memorable moment was one of your great days that you replay.
Yeah, mine was my major league debut in 1984. Got three hits. My first at bat was a triple off Charlie Huff. I remember when I got the call that you're going to the big leagues, and I arrived to Chicago about 4:30 in the afternoon for a 6 o'clock game, and as soon as I got to the ballpark, I was leading off. I was like, dang, not only you playing, but you leading off, too. I'm like, damn, man, ain't got time to sweat or nothing. And I ended up having a good day, and like I said, from there, it was downhill.
Man, when you saw that ball come off the bat, you're that's not true. But when you saw the ball come off the bat that first time, your first at bat, you're probably thinking, just don't strike out. And then it jumps, and what was it, a gapper? Was it down the line then?
It was off the right field fence, and, you know, as nervous as I was flying around those bases.
No kidding.
You think Tim Curran? I was flying around on bases.
All right, Tim, your most memorable moment in a White Sox uniform. Is he on? Go ahead, try it. Yeah, there you go.
Like I said, my debut and my first home run. My first home run's off Clay Buchholz. And like I said, it went out of the park. And my debut was I hit a double down the line off Ian Kennedy. A very special moment for me.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Double down line. That was your first game?
Yeah, first game.
I thought you were telling me about some strikeouts that you had.
I had plenty of those. Plenty of those, man. Plenty of those.
Oh, that was Yomar? Yeah, so Yomar's answer to that question was, he said he remembers the first day he put on a uniform. That's his favorite day as a Major League Baseball player. He went 0-for-5, struck out a bunch of times. And he doesn't relish that, but putting on that uniform sure did feel good the first time. Yeah. So, superstitions, this is one of the questions that our engineer Bill wanted to get an answer to, and we didn't get to it yesterday. Do you guys have any? Do the older players, does the last generation of players have more superstitions than the guys now? That would be my guess, but I don't know. What about that, Daryl?
We had some superstitions. I mean, you know, I played in the era with Wade Boggs, who had to eat chicken every day. So, of course, he was hitting 350. I started trying to eat chicken. It didn't work for me.
No kidding. So chicken was him, but none for you. You didn't put your socks on a certain way. None of those routines, nothing like that.
I mean, I if something worked one day, I would try it again the next day until it didn't work.
But how about
you? I didn't have a main superstition.
I'm the same way. And I have to wear my tights a certain way, so I have to go leggings, cup, and then tights. And then I have to have a tank top on so my arms can be free.
The phenomenon, Chuck Knobloch started this. You remember Chuck Knobloch, where he would step out after every at-bat, after every pitch, and re-tighten his batting gloves, which adds about an hour and a half to a game. And baseball's trying to shorten that, but a lot of guys do that now. They step out of the box. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, for me, I'm always adjusting my cup. So it kind of seems like I'm kind of playing myself out, but I'm just adjusting my cup.
I don't remember that about you, but now I'm not going to not be able to remember that about you.
Yeah,
so whenever I watch
you
in a game now, I'm going to go, if he goes below the picnic line, oh my God, that's he's telling
well,
the truth.
I always get asked that question, so I just decide to just let it out and tell everybody.
Right. So it's possible that's not true, but it's a good answer, in other words. Yeah. Okay, good. I like that. Go with that. If any of you have questions for these guys, please ask them, because we're done talking about his cup.
I'm glad you used this opportunity to clear the air on that, though.
Yeah, I want to clear the air. Let the fans know what's really going on.
I see the White Sox picked up a new pitcher from the Pirates. I'm not real good at this, guys. I don't know his name. You do, Daryl. Ivan Nova. You see that?
Ivan Nova, a former Yankee. I think he was a Pirate. He's been Seattle. I think he's been around, a proven veteran. He's going to add some depth to our rotation, so we're looking forward to having him in the mix.
I got a couple questions about the mix in a minute, and you may too. 312-981-7200. You can call or text. And we got a nice crowd here. We are visiting with a couple of the players. It's day two of our Sox on the Beach from Riviera Maya on WGN. Daryl Boston is here. Tim Anderson, too, from the White Sox. Day two of Sox on the Beach. So who has a question for the guys? Raise your hand. Okay, Sarah's got the wireless mic, and I'll let her walk over there. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jose.
Where are you from,
Chicago.
Jose?
Chicago.
You got a Chicago shirt on. You look good, sir. What's your question?
To Mr. Tim Anderson, my question is, what do you find to be more challenging, seeing that you're a shortstop, so you got to cover a lot of ground, and at times you're the leadoff man? So what do you find challenging, offense or defense?
Defense was challenging for me. I work day in and day out to get to where I am today. And, you know, now it's time to, you know, up the level on my offensive side and just keep working and get a lot better.
But the one that's more challenging, everybody says it's hitting the fastball, right?
Yeah, I love the fastball, though. I'm a fastball hitter.
The curveball, right? Maybe a curveball is harder to hit or break. But one of you guys said last night, everything moves, right? There's no flat right down the middle. You don't see that very often.
Not often. When you do, you really love it.
You know, those of us who play Pony League Baseball, and feel free to ask me any questions if you want, when a ball, like your best guy was at shortstop. Now you're a major league shortstop, so you're one of the, you know, best people at that in the world. And those of us who ever wanted to play shortstop knew we were terrified of the ball coming at us.
Right.
And this is Little League. This is Pony League. When you see how fast guys hit the ball in the major leagues, and even if you're playing back, shortstop isn't third base, but I wonder if you guys just think, oh, crap, here it comes. You know, I've got to advance on this and keep my face down. I mean, Do you think that, or is it all instinct?
Now is instincts.
You don't flinch. Like you remember like your kid, and you turn your head a little bit.
Yeah, like when I first came up, man, I had a lot of errors, and that was one of those things where the ball came at me hard, and I'm not used to this. Balls hit this hard up here.
Yeah.
And I was able to slow the game down, and things been getting a lot better, and I've been working and working and getting better, man.
I've heard that. Well, Darryl, what does slow the game down mean? We've heard that expression before. What does that mean?
It basically means, your eyes get bigger and you just see everything clearer. I don't know how to explain.
I think I'd say like as far as just you learn a lot more and you see a lot more. You get more reps.
I've been in this spot
kinda,
before.
Yeah, I think that kind of helps you, slow the game down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so that's a question for the guys. Raise your hands. There's a right there with the hat. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I was wondering, both Tim and Darryl, how have the bats changed from, say, Darryl, your time to Tim, yours now? I noticed that for a while there we had experienced a lot of broken bats pretty often. Has construction changed much in the years?
I can't speak for Darryl because that was in 19 what?
1980s, man.
1970 something, the bats are getting a lot better. They're more balanced, and I can say there was a lot more juice back in the day, from what I heard. But now the bats are a lot better and more balanced.
Yeah, the bats are much better today. I remember back in the day we used to. The bats would break more in the handles. Now they actually break all the way in half. We would have to repair our bats. We would put nails. You see bats often taped up to be reused. They recycle bats now like no other.
Do you ever snap a bat over your knee in frustration? I see guys do that sometimes. And I think that's impressive and really dumb. Because
yeah, that hurt, man. I tried it. It hurt. That's Bo Jackson.
And if you don't get it done, then you look foolish too, right?
Yeah, you might have to call it the knee pain thing you was talking
yeah.
about.
Can we get that 800 number for that?
I'm Tim Anderson.
I need that.
Whenever I snap a bat over my knee, I go to the Joint Relief Institute. You could be a sponsor for them, man.
No, Debo.
Yeah. Actually, I was just going to say, you guys don't want to be a sponsor for them. What about you? Like, what kind of aches and pains do you have?
I got bad knees. I need that 800 number. I need sore knees.
It's pain-free. Your insurance almost surely will cover it. I was watching you walk around. You seem to be able to. It's not like football players, 45, and they can hardly get up a golf course. You seem to be able to move around pretty well, huh? How are you doing?
I'm still active. I'm an avid golfer, so I like to walk the course when I'm golfing. The little trot to first base is not a lot of work at all, so I try to master that fungo, though.
Say that again?
I try to master the fungo. A lot of fly balls to the outfielders.
Yeah, no kidding. What about you, Tim?
Hey, Yomer. There's Yomer. Yomer!
Just standing in the background there. Oh boy! Now he's walking over here, and now my show will be over.
Yeah.
Because
put a shirt on.
All right, now check it out. Yomer Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen, wearing just his swimsuit and sunglasses.
Hello.
You look good, my friend.
Always. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah. Well, you'll be. We are talking to Yomer on Friday. He'll be. Don't go too far. We'll need you on Friday, my friend. So we'll let him tell his stories then, too. We're about out of time. Guys, it's really been nice to see you. It's been nice to watch you and the fans interact. And, boy, we're sure looking forward to next season. I think the White Sox are in a pretty good place. We've been saying that for a while, but it really seems true right now. We'll be, Darryl, above 500 this year, would you guess? And the future is bright for this team.
Yeah, I like the direction we're heading. Our guys, Tim Anderson and Moncada and Sanchi, they've got another year under their belt, so we're looking for big things from those guys.
Do we need you guys talked about this. Let me just close with this. What would you think about Bryce Harper coming to the White Sox?
My opinion on bringing a Bryce Harper or Manny Machado is the impact that Khalil Mack has with the Bears. One player can make a difference and make everybody else around you better.
So if the Reinsdorfs are listening.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, Kenny was in the newspaper today. He's at the winter meetings, and he's like, hey, let's go get it done. He is very impatient. He wants. He's happy to sign a high-impact player right now. It's his checkbook, or it's their decision to make. But are you on the same boat with that? That wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, anybody that's going to help us win, I'm with it.
He doesn't play shortstop either, so that didn't bother you.
Nah, it don't bother me at all.
But you like your chances anyway, right?
Yeah.
I sense a certain confidence in you. I don't think it would matter who they signed or what position. You like your chances, don't you?
Yeah, I just want to win.
That's the way you got to be. Tim, nice to see you. And Daryl, too.
Thank you.